This is KXRW LP Vancouver, 99.9 FM, streaming and archived at kxrw.fm and archived on the xray.fm app, available at no cost in the App Store. That's xray.fm app. I'm DJ Stina, and I headed out into uptown and downtown Vancouver, ran into a silent reading event at White Oak Books, and talked to the staff there about what they're listening to and what they're reading, and also made a quick trip to the Free Union Tap House to talk to someone as well. So stay tuned to hear about an app where you can hear jam bands from 30 years ago, bootlegs from jam bands, and all sorts of other new releases from Interpol to Madonna to Charlie XCX, and you're actually going to hear the tracks and what folks are thinking about them as well. So thank you to everybody who contributed to this small piece of voices from our community here on KXRW.
Hi, this is Charlie from White Oak Books, and what I've been listening to this summer is Jesse Mazin's new released Untitled EP and Ryan Betty's new single, Sweet Fortune. Those two artists are my top listens this summer. I just feel like they're just so somber, and I love how they talk about love and just how they communicate, and they're so awesome.
So when you think of summer music and summertime listening, what do you picture? Some people picture like being on a beach or driving with the windows down. Like, give us a setting of a summertime day in your life.
Summertime day in my life, probably walking outside to the porch of my house and literally just like reading with a cold drink, trying to avoid the wasps. I feel like these two artists I've been listening to a lot while I read, and I think they put me in the headspace for the stories that I'm, you know, unpacking, especially if they're companion themes with the EPs and the books. Ryan Beatty's new song, Sweet Fortune, talks about long-distance love and, like, dedication to upkeeping that relationship. And I feel like a book that delves into those themes is Family Meal by Brian Washington. Funny enough, it's, like, a untraditional long-distance relationship between these two men and their family dynamics, and it's like, what practices are you doing to upkeep that relationship and practice that love? And those two artists, I'm so excited. And Jesse Mazin just announced her tour. She's coming to Portland, so I will be trying to grab tickets.
You to breathe me in, let me be your air, let me hold your body freely, no inhibition, no fear. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion? Like the ocean, pulling
Hey, my name's Jordan. I work at White Oak Books, and this summer, the music release that I'm most excited about is Confessions 2 by Madonna. It comes out July 3rd, and I have been streaming the pre-release tracks nonstop so far this summer.
How long have you been a Madonna fan?
Well, I was born in 1980, and she started in 1982 or 3, so pretty much since I've been in diapers.
What's your first Madonna music memory?
Let's see, probably seeing the Vogue music video for the first time. I was in middle school, and then just watching her on the VMAs every year. I'm excited about the new Charlie XCX album. I think that comes out at like the end of July. Other than that, I've just been listening to a lot of Depeche Mode, which they don't have anything new coming out, I don't think, but I've been listening to them and Pet Shop Boys a lot, so yeah.
Don't rely on my moral compass.
WLP Vancouver.
Silence. My name is Emma Holland, and I'm at White Oak Books. Things that I'm listening to, mostly I've been listening to a lot of local radio and any of the playlists that are put together by our local DJs, but I'm also very excited about the new Muna album. When it comes to reading, I have been reading a lot of LGBTQ fiction, especially by trans authors. I am mostly excited about Heavy Metal Lover by Issa Agajanian, which is a sci-fi romantasy combo that kind of gives you the high heavy metal experience of going through motorcycle races and having to fall for someone you probably shouldn't.
Because it gets I'm Blair Stapp. I'm with KMHD here at White Oaks Books. This summer, I just started Solaris by Stanislaw Lem, but I'm also reading The Notebooks of Sonny Rollins, which has been really inspiring, as well as The Light Eaters, a book about plant consciousness. And really ready to soak up some inspiring books this summer.
So what are we listening to? Well, I can see our record spinning here. You're DJing for this silent reading event where everyone's just going to socialize. What do you got lined up?
Right now we're listening to Brian Eno, Music for Airports, but it's looking like it's really working for bookstores as well. Next up we've got John Clemmer, some fusion saxophone. We've got Weather Report, and then we're going to move on to some really easy straight ahead. Lots of smooth saxophone, lots of really soft piano for reading, which is my favorite. Yeah.
My name's Udell. I'm at Ronald Records, and my highlight of the summer is Widespread Panic coming back to the West Coast.
So are you going to the show?
Yeah, in Bend, two nights.
You're going all the way to Bend to see Widespread Panic?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I've seen them about 23 times. They're a southeastern band, so they don't make it out here too often. So I haven't seen them in 10 years. So this will be both of our first time in 10 years seeing them. I like a lot of jam bands. I'll definitely be listening to the Disco Biscuits. I don't know anyone else who catches my ear. Solar Circuit has my ear right now at the moment. Re-listen. It's an app where a bunch of tapers upload their individual tapes from shows, and there's stuff from, you know, 20 and 30 years ago all the way up to last week.
And so those are shows that people taped while they were there, and they were never released anywhere else, just on their actual tape that they own, and they put it out there for other people to listen to for free.
Yes, totally. There's a few shows I've been to that you can only find there that was taped in the audience.
I'm Jordan. I'm at Ronald Records, and I'm excited about the Rainbow Kitten Surprise concert in July.
Yeah, they're doing their Bones tour this year, which their album came out. It was either late last year or earlier this year. It's a good album. It's really good. They're like indie rock.
Get a little bit jealous when you're coming back to my fellas. Hope I don't scare you, that would be careless. I just saying, no pressure. Could have told you I let it lie. Don't scare you, that would be extra. Paying for my therapist is driving on feathers. Yeah, I got it comfortable, yeah. There's more that I want, damn. You got me seeing stars, and I just wanna put them in my pocket. I just wanna put you in my pocket. Am I getting like it? Facing this Versace, and I got the problem. Solving that's an option, but I keep my options clean like my doc says. Cold as ice, you fade me out twice. I know just what you like, just what you like. You come. Baby, don't go. Baby, don't go. Never, 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 you know. Baby, don't go. Baby, don't go.
excited about the new Interpol album. The Mirror Weighs a Ton.
How long have you been an Interpol fan?
Ooh, like 5 years now.
Is there an entry album that got you into Interpol?
Definitely Obstacles.
What is it about Interpol that you like so much?
The weird sounds that they put in their stuff. Kelsey is my name, and we are at Tapping in Free House.